Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
It's We'll See About That with World Series MVP Ron Say.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to We'll See About That. Ron Say here with Mike Carey and our in-house guests, Steve Markinson and Corey Marino. And, you know, these last few days, I've been trying to think of what would be appropriate to start this show off, and I can't lead with anything else than the horrific wildfires that have taken place in Southern California. I've been fortunate to be on the radar and no closer than that, but the devastation that has taken place is the worst thing that I've seen in my life here in Southern California. I've been here for 50 years. I was also on the outside of the Lahaina fire here a few years ago. This one here beats it by a long shot. And all the people that have suffered and lost everything they've had, what an incredible nightmare this is for all those people.
Yeah, absolutely. I was up in the kind of the impact zone of the Eaton fire on Sunday and got to see, you know, as far as I can get up, a little bit of the devastation. And it's mind numbing. It's just, it's absolutely unbelievable. It's going to take years, if not decades, to recover from that.
So were you guys affected, Steve, Corey, at all?
As far as we were concerned, the only thing we did get one of those notices on the phone on Friday. Live near West Hills, and it really was. We live in the flatlands, so it wasn't going to come near us whatsoever. But you have to heed to these emergency little things that come over your phone and say, "Yeah, pack up and get ready." And if you have to, you have to, you know. And it opens up your eyes as to what, unfortunately, devastation can do. And, you know.
Yeah, that West Hills fire, I was out my front door, and I saw that, and they scorched that. They took care of that in a
quickly.
Real good hurry.
Yeah.
There was a one above me in Topanga Canyon. I think it's Fernwood. I think that went down. But, yeah, we're on the radar, but the wind usually blows towards the ocean from Santa Ana. So we got hit hard with the gusts, 99 miles an hour in Woodland Hills. But right now we're one of the more fortunate ones. Corey, how about you?
Yeah, I'm a little bit more north than all of you, so I've been pretty well protected, and we had a little bit of just a standby. But yeah, I have a bag ready, and then just now trying to check in on all my friends, family, and acquaintances throughout LA.
Well, for those who are in a much worse situation than we are, we certainly hope that you manage this. We're all thinking of you, and our hearts go out to all of you. Broke our hearts as well. We're going to return with We'll See About That right after this message. We are now moving over to the Financial Coach's Corner with Brad Kreger. And Brad, last week we spoke about trying to make the people who have suffered through this horrendous wildfire here in Southern California, of making them whole again. What else do you have to add to that?
Hey, Ron, thanks for asking that. In terms of making someone whole, people should know that lodging and related costs are going to typically be covered. Things like an increased commute to work, that should be recovered. As long as they had insurance in the proper amount, and my understanding is it's 80% of the value of your home or greater, you're going to be made whole. If their insurance was for less than 80%, they may have to come up with a portion of those construction costs. Bottom line, you got to keep detailed records and receipts of everything you spent. And unfortunately, people may have to pay for things in the meantime and wait for reimbursement. So general rules on that would be, number one, talk to your financial advisor for some advice. Get some guidance. Do not try and do this on your own. If you don't have a financial advisor, I want to give you a couple of maybe some tips to live by. Keep paying your mortgage. Unless you've made an arrangement in writing with your bank, you better keep paying your mortgage or you may lose the property that was just destroyed by fire. Your other insurance, including your property and casualty, your life insurance, your disability, your long-term care, keep paying for that. You don't want some other tragedy to compound this one. Limit your non-essential expenses, things like, you know, that extra Starbucks. Maybe you forego that. Maybe you go out to dinner a little bit less. Maybe you stay in and watch TV instead of going out to a movie. I would say if you've lost your home and a lot, don't go on vacation. Save the money. You're going to need it just in case. When you're going to access your money or your savings, not everything is equally liquid. You've got to consider taxes and liquidation costs. Try not to use your money from your IRA, your IRAs. Maybe taking a loan from a 401k plan makes some sense. Maybe use margin against your investments and borrow against your investments rather than sell them. That's something you definitely need to consider and talk to your financial advisor about, because volatility in the market could impact that. Access cash values of life insurance. If you've got cash value life insurance, perfect time to go after those and to use those temporarily. Anyway, long story short, there's a quick list of things that you might want to consider. If you have any questions, you can always call me at 888-908-4BFF. Once again, that's 888-908-4BFF. Ron, back to you.
All right. Thank you so much for that valuable information, Brad. I hope that some of these people who are in need and need direction get a hold of you. Thanks so much.
They still call me the Penguin.
Okay, we are back with We'll See About That, and we're going to try to liven up the solemn mood that's here in Southern California. Hopefully, we'll give you an escape for the next 45 minutes or so. But just a reminder that Melissa's Produce is the proud partner of We'll See About That. Be sure to use my VIP code RONSAY when checking out at melissas.com, and please do check that out. There's some great stuff over there. All right, we're going to move on into, you know, where pro football is, and we've gone through a round or two, and I guess the appropriate thing to do, since it's in our backyard, is talk about the Rams' incredible victory over the Minnesota Vikings. I have to believe that the Rams played by far and away their best game of the year. Their defense was incredible. Minnesota had an extremely difficult day, 9 sacks, an interception, a fumble, missed wide-open receivers. I guess Sam Darnold saved his absolutely worst game for this day. And unfortunately for Minnesota fans, the Rams, who also had to relocate and go over to Arizona, a lot of people were probably very disappointed with that, especially the vendors at SoFi Stadium. But what an incredible victory for the Rams.
Yeah, it seems that the Rams definitely had some LA strong going on, you know, being moved over to this neutral site. And also it seems like Sam Darnold, who I'm a fan of, his coach turned into a pumpkin this last week. So,
yeah.
Corey, your take.
Yeah, his coach actually did turn into a pumpkin. He was playing the second, third, and fourth quarter like they were either up or that they were in a 0-0 game. They ran it too much. And I guess the way with your quarterback getting sacked 9 times, you're not really going to try and drop back a whole lot. But, yeah, Sam Darnold didn't play well. And the Vikings have lost 4 games this year. And it was earlier in the year they lost to the Lions. And the next week they lost to the Rams. And then they just did it again. They lost to the Lions in the last week of the season. And so those 4 games, it's just they knew how to play them and they knew how to match up. And it just wasn't – and the defense came out. Those young guys on the Rams came out like gangbusters and were just all over Sam Darnold.
They had incredible energy on defense. You know, the offense, I think, was – you know, they got off to a great start. You know, opened up with a you know, their first drive, scoring a touchdown. Followed it up with a field goal, put the pressure on Minnesota. They couldn't find themselves in the first quarter. didn't find themselves in the second quarter.
No, it was over.
And the Rams scored at the end of the first half, and they got the kick back to start the second half. So all the strategy by winning the coin flip turned out. So, yeah, they put them in a big hole, too much to recover from. The Rams go on and play Philadelphia. That could be a different story. The other games, you know, you've got the Chargers kind of took a dive as well. They did not show up for that game. No offense. Their Bona defense, who led the league in defensive scoring against, just could not hold the Houston Texans, led by C.J. Stroud.
Yeah, and it's almost a similar, very similar game. Two quarterbacks, Justin Herbert and Sam Darnold, had amazing years. Justin Herbert threw three interceptions all season and ended up throwing four interceptions in this game alone. So it's just two quarterbacks having the worst game of the season at the wrong time. But it's also two teams in the Vikings and the Chargers that have bright futures. And a lot of the people, most of the analysts, a lot of them put the Texans as an easy loss and the Chargers to even have a chance to beat the Chiefs next week. But they didn't even get past the Texans. Texans played an all-around great game. They didn't make many mistakes. They took care of every one of Herbert's mistakes and got offensive production out of it. So the Texans came in and played, and 2 years in a row they came into a wild card game with winning their division, and they came out with the win even though people doubted them.
Can I say something? Yeah, home field. I think did all the teams except the Commanders game.
Yeah, every number one seed won.
Yeah, right. And I think that plays a part into it.
Except for the Bucks.
Right. And you know, you have to go with the fans as well too, man. You get that hype going, and you're going to play a little bit better, I would think. You know, instead of being on the road. But I do agree. I think there was a similarity between the Charger game and the Ram game as well.
Is this the game that gets C.J. Stroud paid?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
No, because if he gets – I mean, I don't see them beating – who are they playing, the Chiefs? I mean, they'll have a better game against the Chiefs if they were played the Bills or the Ravens, because they played the Ravens and only scored 2 points a couple weeks ago. But – And C.J. Stroud's only in his second year, so he still has three more years on that contract.
On his rookie deal.
So we'll see. You never want to wish injury, but injury could happen. He could do something bad that way, or he could just go downhill. But he is on a trajectory to keep going up and up and up and getting better and better each year.
Well, the Buffalo Bills certainly took care of business. They had a first-round beating that they put on the Denver Broncos. I thought the Broncos would show up a little bit better, but the Buffalo Bills, just on both sides of the ball, just were dominating.
This was tough for Corey and I, because Corey and I are both Broncos fans. And
but I think the Broncos went as far as they were going to go.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. I really do. They had a great year, you know, second year for their coach as well, too. He put it all together, and I think they got a really bright future, really.
They just got to fix that offense. I mean, only 159 total yards.
Yeah, and then they don't have enough wide receivers. The running backs aren't good. They don't have a tight end.
But they'll get there.
The good thing is all their line is locked up for the next couple of years. But they just need to get a center. The center was wavering this year. But other than that, I didn't expect them to make the playoffs. And then they were paying $80 million to not have Russell Wilson on the team, so it's just going up and up with those guys.
Well, often say, like in certain sports, you know, like you want to ride a hot goaltender if you're in the NHL. You know, you want to ride if you got a hot starting pitcher or closer, you want to ride that. And it seems like Josh Allen right now is one of the hottest quarterbacks in the league.
Well, MVP.
Well, that's debatable. We have another guy in Baltimore that was named first team All Pro, and Lamar Jackson. In spite of the great year that Josh Allen had, Lamar Jackson's statistics are better, folks.
Yeah.
They really are.
They are.
And they've got a juggernaut now. And with Derrick Henry just gaining yards after yards after yards and scoring two touchdowns a game, he is a monster. He finished second in rushing behind Barkley. With Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, they are my team to make it to the Super Bowl. And I, you know, they just got beaten. They beat down Pittsburgh here a couple of weeks ago, and then they, based on the playoffs and where the seeding was, just did it all over again. And they were in complete control of that game. So my money right now is on Baltimore. But you know, the Philadelphia Eagles also took care of business too, and they're one of my five teams I think that have a real good shot at trying to win this thing. They took down a very, very good Green Bay Packer team.
Yeah, that was a very exciting game. Yeah. The Eagles, it seems like every time you look up, you see the Eagles are like going to go deep in the playoffs. What is it about the Eagles' culture? Is it this, you know?
I think it's their defense, really. I think that that's where they start from. I think Baltimore, although Baltimore's defense does not rank very well, they have been playing better here of late, and they do have a number of all-pro performers on defense. So I like the way they're stacking up, but look, the Phillies did, Philadelphia did beat Baltimore here. I don't know, maybe it was midway through the season when Baltimore was kind of trying to find themselves a little bit. That was a close game, but those teams are going to be in the mix for sure. Washington Commodores, Jaden Daniels, man, a rookie, taking your team to not only a divisional title, but you win your first playoff game on the road.
Yeah.
Outstanding.
Yeah, all the Commanders fans that I know are just like, it's a brand new day because it feels like Dan Schneider owned the team 1,000 years ago because they're out of
he's got no blood in his veins.
One of the fans I know said that if Schneider was still owning the team, that doink would have gone out instead of in.
That's true. Very by good. The way, you know, that was an incredible way to finish that one game. Doinkers. All right, we're going to be back with more pro football right after this message.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hello, Ron Say. Okay, we are back. We'll see about that. And we have more on the Pro Football Playoffs. And let's go to the divisional round in the AFC. We've got the Houston Texans and the defending world champion Kansas City Chiefs at home. And we've got the Buffalo Bills against the Baltimore Ravens. Let's go to the first game. The Texans travel to Kansas City. Who do we like here?
Kansas City, not even close.
I don't think so.
Unless something really happens that turns this game around, I just think that Kansas City is way too much for them. Again, Texans went as far as they could, and you're going into the Lions' den, the world champs, and I just think they got too much.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs handle the Texans. I think you give Andy Reid that much time to break down his opponents, and if it was going to be the Chargers, it was going to be a little bit harder just because that would have been another divisional game. But the Texans, I don't think they have enough. They have, like, C.J. Stroud's playing well, yeah. But I haven't seen him do any fourth quarter amazingness yet to where he can out fourth quarter the great Patrick Mahomes.
Well, you know, I'll offer a contrarian take for the sake of the content of the show.
Go right ahead.
You know, we just watched, you know, and I know it's a different game, but we watched in the college football playoff that all the first seeds who had byes lost.
Yep.
And also we saw Patrick Mahomes kind of being rested, and Andy Reid rested a lot of his players these last couple of games of the season. So I wonder if there's going to be a lingering hangover that. And I just want to throw something in real fast about the Chiefs. Taylor Swift just donated $15 million to the California Fire
That's
Relief,
very nice.
Which
Thank
is
you.
Very nice of her.
Yes.
And then her beau, Mr. Kelsey, donated $1 million. Why couldn't Mr. and Mrs. Taylor Swift just donated $16 million and said, this is from the both of us?
I think that was a little bit disrespectful
from Mr. Kelsey.
I don't know. Maybe there was pressure to follow suit.
Is it disrespectful? Because the amount of money they both made, is his $1 million more than her $15 million?
Well, Corey,
compared to how much she's made in her whole.
Well, obviously she's got more money than he does. But she cheaped out.
He gave $1 million.
You know, you go take your girl out for dinner, and she ends up paying 80% of the tab. I mean, that could be a little bit emasculating.
I am pleased that they both decided to donate.
Yes.
By the way, since we are now mentioning athletes who have contributed. Freddie Freeman donated to the cause as well. And I just want to say, I usually don't do this, but having a player that is a Dodger that makes that kind of money, that feels who I'd like to believe he is, he was the first one to step forward. Mm-hmm. So kudos to you, Freddie. Thank you so much for supporting the needy people in any way whatsoever here, and the firefighters and everything. What an incredible job that they did to get this thing under control, of which we're still kind of waiting for this thing to finally calm down. But I think we're in good hands right now. Hopefully Mother Nature will continue to cooperate. But yes, thank you so much for your gestures. And now back to the Kansas City Chiefs, which I think, being at home with Patrick Mahomes, their defense being, I think, a lot better than what Kansas City Houston saw from the Chargers, the reigning champions should win this game. I don't know what their spread is, but Patrick Mahomes has a way of finding a way to win regardless. So, yeah, I would say Kansas City Chiefs. I think we all agree on that. The next game is very intriguing for me because you have the two candidates that are vying for the most valuable player in the NFL, and you've got Josh Allen at home with the Buffalo Bills against Lamar Jackson and the incoming Baltimore Ravens, and they're both playing well. This, to me, is the premier game of this next round. Who do you like?
Okay, to be honest, I'm thinking about it in my head. I think Derrick Henry is going to maybe make a difference in this game. I think it's going to be close. Again, another home game. But I'm going to go with Baltimore.
All right. Steve ticks Baltimore.
Yeah. Watching the Ravens this year and then watching the Bills this year, both have had amazing seasons. I just don't know how you stop Lamar and Derrick Henry when they're on a roll. That option to the Lamar can take it. He can pass it.
Run it.
And if he hands it off, you now have to tackle a 280-pound Derrick Henry that's rolling at you. And if you have to tackle him multiple times in a game, you're just not going to – I don't know. It's going to be cold. It might snow in Buffalo, which will be a little bit more for the running game. But James Cook on the Bills is really good running back as well. He torched the Broncos. He had 100 yards in the first half. I think this might be the best game of all the playoffs, not just this round, but I'm also going to go with the Ravens.
Yeah, this game definitely I have circled, and you know, as Ron said, you have two possible MVPs, and I think that all week long you're going to see all the sports media, you know, being this is going to be the Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen showdown. And I love both these players. I really want to see the Bills move forward just because I haven't won a Super Bowl in my lifetime. But I do think that Baltimore, if Lamar Jackson can do two things extremely well, he can pass and he can run.
Yes.
Where Josh Allen is more of a pocket passer. He does have wheels, but I just think that Lamar Jackson with the running game as well, overall with the Ravens, that they're going to come out on top on here.
And I agree. And I hope it's a great game. I think the fans deserve to see a great game because both of these teams could be Super Bowl champions. I think they're both that good. But on this up and coming Sunday, I'm going to stay with my gut feeling and I'm going to stay with the Ravens. I believe they have a juggernaut going. And certainly with the running game that Buffalo has and Josh Allen being very similar to a Josh Allen being able to run, this should be a very exciting game, and I hope it is. But my vote goes to Baltimore.
All right.
Okay, we're going to jump over to the NFC. I got some terrific matchups over here, too. We've got maybe the fan favorite in this, the Washington Commodores, going off against the number one seed, the Detroit Lions, who've had a terrific year. I think for the most part, I would say that from start to finish, they may have been the best team. But Kansas City certainly is right up there with it. How do you guys see this game?
Another one. Okay, Lions are at home. Great year. Maybe one of the team's favorite to get to the Super Bowl. They've had the last few weeks not doing that great. I think the crowd's going to be into this one. I think Goff's going to have a great game. And I just think that the Lions got too much for Washington. Again, this is another team that has gone as far as they could with a rookie quarterback. What a job he has done. But I just I'd like to see the Lions in the Super Bowl. I really would.
Yeah, I think the Lions are, like you said, the fan favorite. You said the Commanders are the fan favorite, but the Lions have been the fan favorites like the whole year since they lost in the NFC Championship last year. Yeah. A lot of people like what Dan Campbell's doing down there. Goff's likable. They have great skill positions all over the field. The Commanders are just fun to watch. Jaden Daniels in the last playoff game, he threw for 3 touchdowns and had no turnovers and in a road playoff game, and the only person to ever do that was Peyton Manning, ever. And not even just as a regular player, he was a rookie. Am I going to do it?
Do it.
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
I think the rookie takes down the Lions.
Ooh.
and the Commanders beat the Lions, and Detroit is unfortunately upset once again. And I think the Commanders might do my next pick, but might set up a divisional NFC Championship game.
I think I agree with Corey. I think that the Lions are cursed. They've always been cursed, and I think that they're end of the season. They were on the downslope, but the Commanders were on the upslope. And also, the federal government actually just gave the Commanders permission to reoccupy RFK Stadium, and I think that's going to really energize the team, energize the fan base. And I'm picking the Commanders in this one.
Okay, we've got two people who want to go with the upset.
Well,
I'm in a little bit of disagreement because the Detroit Lions did have a very important game to play against the Minnesota Vikings at the end of the year that was going to determine who the number one seed is. I think momentum is I think Detroit has been the better team all year. I think Jeff Goff has had a terrific year. I think he is a candidate for MVP. I think their skilled group this year, based on what happened, is the number one skilled group in the league when they had a healthy Montgomery. I did give that to the 49ers in the beginning of the season with all their skilled players, but I think Detroit took that from them this year by the way they played. I do not see an upset here, but look, crazier things can happen there. Somebody is going to have a tough game. Somebody is going to get upset. I don't know which one it's going to be, but you guys feel that it's this game here. But I'm going to stick with what I feel has a team that has a real legitimate shot. If they can stay healthy and not have any more defensive injuries, they've got a real good shot at going all the way as well.
I just want to say, any given Sunday.
Any given Sunday.
You never know.
Indeed. We're running a little bit of time on this segment, so we should probably get to the last of our NFC matchups, Eagles versus Rams. Because that Rams game last night, I think we might see that the Rams are also riding that wave of momentum. So
yeah.
We got a lot to talk about, folks. We'll see about that. Ron, where can people find your fantastic book, Penguin Power?
They can find that at the ronsayshow.com. You can also have a menu list of all of our guests and previous shows that is accessible from the website. And Penguin Power also has multiple signing options. Please take a look at that. You might find something you like over there.
Yeah, and what if people want to follow you on Instagram?
Well, that is the official Ron Say, and we're available on both. So please find a way to go to those spots.
We'll be right back, you guys. We'll see about that. Stay with us.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Flex Premium Athleisure is softness that plays hard. From the couch to the gym to the office and beyond, Flex gives you premium comfort and style that keeps up with anything without costing everything. Now take an extra 15% off Flex at Kohl's. Whether you're chasing the ball or chasing the kids, life's a workout. Flex with it. Exclusively at Kohl's. 15% off valid through January 20th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Lowe's knows how to help make your Super Bowl 59 party a touchdown. Let us help you prep your home to host with top brands like Charbroil, Blackstone, and LG so you can be the MVP of game day. Plus, use the Lowe's app to find what you need for a seamless shopping run. Or huddle up with our Lowe's Red Vest associates to help make all your game time hosting decisions.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Mornings can start feeling the same. Wake up, brush teeth, go to work. But with breakfast from Wendy's, it's like, wake up, brush teeth, baconate with a breakfast baconator, roll with the sausage breakfast burrito, buddy it up with a honey buddy, or get seasoned with seasoned potatoes, and then go to work. Sorry. When you're ready for a fresh wake-up call, gotta be Wendy's.
At participating U.S. Wendy's during breakfast hours.
The fans are rooting for
and we're back. We'll see about that with the MVP champion, Ron Say. I am Mike Gary, and this week in Dodger history presented by BFF Financial. It's 1981. Cardinal right-hand legend Bob Gibson received 337 votes of the 401 available votes. That's 84%, folks, in his first year of eligibility for the Hall of Fame, and was elected to the Hall of Fame that year. Well-known Dodger Don Drysdale, Gil Hodges, and his twin slugger Harmon Killebrew fell short of the votes needed for induction, so it's just not now that angry baseball writers are keeping people out of the Hall of Fame.
And I can tell you that I'm a little bit surprised that those three guys didn't get in. If he was the only one elected, that sounds kind of odd to me, you know? These guys, you know, especially Gil Hodges. Gil Hodges posthumously gets into the Hall of Fame. And I can tell you how I feel about being thrown into a posthumous selection. I don't feel really great about
it.
Okay?
Like a lot of good advice, yeah.
It's unfortunate that, you know, you finally, you know, cleared the air and gave him what he deserved, you know, and he can't enjoy it. And it's just... it's shameful to me. It's almost like don't bother with it now. It's too late.
That's what you get when you let all these egghead writers vote for the Hall of Fame rather than the players themselves.
Well, I mean, look at the conversation that was had after Pete Rose had passed on, right? Well, vote him into the Hall of Fame. Oh, really? So you want to do the same thing? You want to vote him in posthumously? Why? What good is it going to do? He didn't have a chance to enjoy it. He fought his entire life trying to get in. He dedicated his whole life trying to get into that thing. And I'm not going to tell you that I felt bad for him at times, you know, devoting so much of his time.
Yeah.
And there will be a lot of people who are going to say, well, look at what Pete Rose did here and what he did over there. And it's not just about gambling. You know, he has things that should have kept him out of there. And whatever it is, to me, this idea of voting somebody in posthumously, I don't want any part of it.
Ty Cobb's in the Hall of Fame, and he actually entered the stands and stabbed a fan at one point. So I think that bad behavior is not, you know, should keep you out of the Hall of Fame.
No, and that's, you know, 100 years ago, and things were a lot different. And it's hard to believe that, you know, I can say that 100 years ago, but it was. And amazing. anyway, let's...
Yeah, we got one more game to discuss for the divisional round in the NFC. This is the Eagles, the Philly Eagles, Fly Eagles Fly, versus our hometown Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah, I think that the Eagles came off a beating. It would have been worse, but Saquon slid. It would have been 29-10. but the Rams just came off whooping the Vikings, too. I like both teams. The Rams are on a tear right now. They're on fire. The Eagles look like they're getting back to it. I think let's just say the NFC is just all upsets. I'm going to go with the Eagles. I'm going to go with the Eagles and make it a divisional NFC championship. Eagles versus Commanders in the semis.
Wow. Okay.
Okay, let's see here now. I think the two teams match up really good. Okay. Rams, as Corey said, momentum is on their side. Short week to kind of be, you know, they got to play Sunday. They just played yesterday. Going into that Philly fan base, man, you got to, you know, you just don't know. I think Jalen Hurts and the team didn't play as well. Okay. They got through the Packers. And unfortunately, I know I'm LA, but I got to go with the Eagles, too.
All right, traitor. I have the Rams in this one. I actually think that the short week's going to help them. It's going to help them, you know, especially because there's just so much stuff going on here in Los Angeles. It's going to keep them more together, keep them, I think, a little bit more joined at the hip, both emotionally and physically. Also, I think that Matt Stafford, I think he sees personally his window is closing. And so I think that he's going to be even more motivated to really perform and try to bring the Super Bowl, you know, back here to L.A., you know, for all the L.A. fans and for everybody who's going through all these terrible things here in Southern California.
Interesting comments, guys. I'm going to start with Corey. Saquon Barkley, he did. He slid, and he had 70 yards of more rushing yardage in front of him and another touchdown, and he gave it up. Just like he gave it up to Eric Dickerson in the last game of the year by sitting out and protecting what's more important. My hat's off to this guy. I think this guy's classy. I think he's a winner. I think he provides Philadelphia with exactly what they wanted to have come out of this. I thought that they did play well against Green Bay. Their defense was solid. The other side of the coin is I think the Rams have peaked, and I think that they're playing their best football right now. The energy that went into that game, surrounding the circumstances, knowing that they're going to have to be on the road, gives them impetus. If there is a game out of this that I see an upset, it's this one. And I think it all points up to Philadelphia, you better be prepared because this is going to be your biggest challenge. You got through the regular season with a great 14-3 record, I believe, or 13-4. So you have been one of the better teams. I do believe at this point in time that they are the better team, but the Rams have momentum. They have a purpose. This could be really, really interesting. Like I said, if there's an upset, it's this one, and I would believe that the Rams are capable of doing it.
Yeah, for sure. There you have it, folks. All right, now we've gone through our playoff preview, recap the wild card games. Let's talk about some of the other issues in the NFL. As always, this as the season ends, the chopping block comes out, folks. The guillotine gets sharpened, and we've seen a lot of coaches, quote unquote, part ways with their teams. Specifically, yeah. Mike McCarthy, who's just been on the hot seat all year. It was announced he won't return as Cowboys coach. It wasn't really said if he was fired or if he was asked to leave or whatever. And now, you have Jerry Jones. Yeehaw, Jerry Jones. Think what's he going to do now? There's all these weird rumors that he's going to talk about Bill Belichick. Of course, Deion Sanders has thrown his hat in the ring. What do we think about who's going to be the next Cowboys coach? Gentlemen, Corey, you go ahead.
I wouldn't even put past Jerry to go on the field and coach himself.
Well, hasn't he done that in the past?
He's definitely wanted to. I don't know. I think Deion might be using this situation to get more money from Colorado and to just stay because I think that's where he wants to be. And I didn't like McCarthy anyway. I think he got carried. I thought he got carried by Aaron Rodgers his whole coaching career. He's a good coach, but I think a lot of his excellence was through the quarterback. I think Jerry wants someone that's stable but won't take all the credit because he wants the credit. Yes. And I think, like, if I were Jerry, I'd want someone just to come build a culture and then bring other people in. And I think Pete Carroll would be a great addition to that team because Pete doesn't care if his name's on a trophy. He wants to go in there and make men better men, and he wants to have winning teams and win the right way. And I think it'd be a good matchup and have Dak under there, and they get a running back and get that offense going.
I just think that the Cowboys need a little bit more discipline. And you took the words right out of my mouth. I think Pete Carroll would be outstanding there. However, that being the case, I do think that he could run into Jerry Jones and they might not work things out together either. You got to have a yes man to him until he decides he doesn't want to own the team anymore. But I have no guess as to who in the heck would be even wanting this job. I think it's just a disaster. And it's going to take a few years to get this team back up to where they can get into the playoffs. So choices, I couldn't think of anything right now.
Well, Jimmy Johnson, famously won three Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys, but he and Jerry Jones had a famous falling out because Jerry Jones felt that Jimmy Johnson was getting too much praise, too much credit. Very similar to what happened with the Bulls with Phil Jackson. So I don't know. I mean, I think once Jerry Jones decides that he's actually going to step back and let his son, you know, actually run things, I never think that's going to happen.
No.
Oh, no, of course not. It's that big Texas ego that keeps getting in the way. I mean, they are the wealthiest organization in football. They're valued at something like $8 billion or something. First of all, I don't care who coaches the Dallas Cowboys. You know, it could be Dion, which I think he'll probably make a run for. He's all about hype. With Pete Carroll, I'd rather see him go to Chicago. Quite honestly, I've always liked him as a coach. Yeah, he's surrounded by a little bit of controversy that took place at USC, but he's been a proven winner. And you know, I was sad that you know he stepped down. You know, one of my teams, the Seahawks. You know, he won a Super Bowl. He lost a Super Bowl.
Famous.
Give the ball to Marshawn Lynch, will you?
So between Chicago and the Raiders, if he had a choice, Pete Carroll, what organization do you think he's better at? Well,
Are you still a gambling Chicago? Man?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Are you a gambling man?
Somewhat.
I think it's the Raiders. It's definitely the Raiders. No one wants to have their boss like breathing over their shoulder the entire time. Pete Carroll, and I believe, has a relationship with Tom Brady as well.
That's what I'm saying.
And so I think if Pete Carroll was going to coach in the NFL, it would probably be the Raiders.
Yeah.
So do you think that's a conflict a little bit? Huh? Brady with the Raiders and announcing?
I think if it was anybody else except Tom Brady, then it would be a conflict. But I think because it's Tom Brady and he's got such a huge following and he brings a lot of eyeballs to the screen, casual football fans, because he's one of the biggest stars, I think the league looks the other way.
Probably do.
Yeah. Yeah, he's actually calling the Lions game, and I think the Raiders will be interviewing the Lions offensive coordinator Ben Johnson this year, as well, later this offseason as well. So people are already asking about the conflict of interest there, calling the game for the guy you're going to interview and stuff like that.
I mean, this stuff happens behind closed doors anyways. Now we're just seeing it out in the open. And, you know, we're going to see as these contracts get bigger and bigger, especially in baseball, we're going to see, you know, we're going to see these guys start picking up pieces of teams.
No, I get it. So back to the Cowboys for a second. Dak Prescott, see your guy?
I don't know.
Too injury prone.
Got a lot of money.
But that's also why the Cowboys job's not even that great. So you have the overbearing owner. You have a quarterback that you signed for a bunch of money that's not great. And then two of the teams in the division are in the playoffs still already. And one has a rookie quarterback in Jaden Daniels who's just going to keep going. And Mike said earlier in the show, the Eagles just find a way into the playoffs every year like this. So you're already going to be third in the division. You have Jerry ahead of you. It's not a great situation.
No.
No, and I think it's going to take a while to rebuild that. Once again, Jerry Jones is the stumbling block, and he makes all the decisions. So good luck in Dallas.
Yeah!
All right, we're going to take a break and come back with We'll See About That right after this message. This is baseball's Ron Say. Nowadays, it seems like nothing is built to last. Phones, appliances, cars, computers. But the new Michelin Defender 2 tire is designed to outlast. With a quiet and comfortable ride, you will have the confidence you need on the roads, whether they're wet or dry. So goodbye to the short-lived and hello to something that lasts. Get your set of Michelin Defender 2 tires at Hank's Tires, 19951 Ventura Boulevard in Woodland Hills. Call my buddy Steve Goldberg at 818-340-4200. That's 818-340-4200. Hank's Tires is also built to last. Hank opened Hank's Tires in 1953, and we are the oldest tire and auto repair shop in the San Fernando Valley with 100% customer satisfaction. Hank's is AAA approved for all of your auto repair needs. Call Hank's Tires at 818-340-4200 and tell them Ron Say sent you.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
Can't be just fine.
Hey, Say, how you doing it?
And we are back. We'll see about that, wrapping things up. Once again, thank you so much for joining us. You can find our complete archives on theronsayshow.com. Follow Ron on Instagram, The Real Ron Say. All right, to circle back to something that happened a couple months ago in the World Series, my Yankees, of course, lost. And sorry, Ron. And there was a famous incident that happened where two fans interfered with Mookie Betts trying to make a play down the right field line, very Bartman-esque. MLB finally, released their Warren report about this whole thing, and they the consequences are that these two fans who remain nameless are banned from every MLB park for life.
Yeah,
appropriate punishment.
Well, I mean, you saw what happened. I mean, it wasn't just one of those ho-hum going after the ball thing and interfering. They actually grabbed onto his arm. They took the ball out of his glove, and they let him back into the park. They let him back. They couldn't deal with it at the moment. What do you guys think about it?
What took MLB so long? Okay, you it's right in front of you what these guys did, all right? You shouldn't have these people in the ballparks at all. I think it was the right decision. I think it just, to me, right after the baseball season was over, they should have just come out and said, hey, but it is what it is. It's done. And I think it's the proper decision.
Yeah, I think it's the proper decision. I think they mishandled it during the World Series. Those two guys went on shows, and Gronk had ended up being one of their frat brothers. And they were kind of like heroes of the Yankees. And I didn't like how it was portrayed. And I think you have to set the precedent. You can't touch the players like that. You can all go for one, and if your hand knocks into their glove. But they were grabbing elbows, grabbing gloves. They were yanking them across. I'm glad that they can't go to any other stadiums.
And you?
Yeah, of course. These guys should be banned for life. Also, I think that if they were let back into this Yankee Stadium, the Yankees should have been fine. Real fast before we go, you guys, let's just quick predictions for the national championship game. We got Notre Dame and Penn State. Steve?
Ohio State.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Yeah.
Ohio State.
Ohio State.
Well, It's three to one.
I'm not saying that they don't have a chance. Really, I think it's going to be a close game.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah,
and I hope that yeah. I think Notre Dame they've shown me a lot. I hope they can run the table. All right, there you have it. We will be back next week with We'll See About That. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend.